Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We welcome you to High School Varsity Baseball. We are at Lafayette Central Catholic High School. Gordon Lemming Field, we'll mention tonight's ball game features the Rentalia Central Bombers visiting the Central Catholic Knights. We thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. Getting started a little bit behind the 6 o'clock start time, the umpires meeting going on right there at home plate with both coaches, Coach Matt Stevens and Coach Tim Bourdonnais. They're talking it over right now, learning about a little bit about how the game's going to start out. We'll mention a little bit about each school. We'll talk about the Rensselaer Central Bombers. As mentioned, school enrollment, 498, Class 2A, Sectional 34. In their sectional is Boone Grove, that's the Wolves, along with Hebron, North Judson St. Pierre, North Newton, Rensselaer Central Bombers, and Winnemac Community. The principal at Rensselaer Central is Andrew Jones. The athletic director is Kenneth Ken Hickman. Rensselaer Central High School is located at 1106 East Great Street, Rensselaer, Indiana, 47978. You can reach them by phone at 219-866-5175. You can reach them on the web at Rensselaer Schools. That's two S's, ELAER.org. They're with the colors red and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. The Hoosier Conference consists of 10 teams, 5 in the East, 5 in the West. In the West, it's Benton Central Bison. As of last night, they're 2-8. They're 1-3 overall. Central Catholic Knights, 6-3 as of last night, 7-3 currently, 4-1 overall. They're second place in the Hoosier Conference. Rensselaer Central Bombers, 3-5 as of last night, 1-3 overall. They are currently 3-6 on the season, 1-4 in the division. Twin Lakes Indians, 5-6 overall. They're 2-3 in the West Division. West Lafayette, they're 5-5. They're 3-1 in the West Division. Lewis Cass Kings head up the East Division. We'll talk about that in a moment. We're going to begin with opening prayer in our national anthem.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, our Heavenly Father, help these athletes to see the things that last in this changing world and keep their eyes always fixed on you. Help them to be strong athletes and faithful to keep faith. Help them to be self-aware in all their endeavors and give them the strength which comes from you alone. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
That's our national anthem. We'll finish up with Central Bombers talking about the East Division of the Hoosier Conference. East Division stacks up like this. Lewis Cass, these are alphabetical. Lewis Cass, 0-4-1. They're 0-2. As of the beginning of last night, East Division. Hamilton Heights, as of last night, they're 7-3 overall. 2-2 in the East Division. Northwestern Tigers, they're 7-2. 2-2 in the East Division. They are fifth in the Hoosier Conference. Tipton Blue Devils are 0-7, 0-4 overall in the East Division. Will Minton having a good season this year is Drew Servies. Drew Servies batting 500. Got three hits. Excuse me. He scored three runs. He's got eight hits, three RBI, two triples, and a home run. And the Western Panthers, they are currently, as of last night, 11 wins, 0 losses. They're 6-0 as before last night took place. And they're first in the Hoosier Conference. We'll talk about the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights here momentarily. Get a break in the action. Central Catholic Knights have taken the field. Doing the pitching tonight is Cade Minnick. Cade Minnick wears number 20. Doing the catching for Cade Minnick is Jackson King, wears number 3. At first base, Justin Brady wears number 32. At second base, Owen Munn wears number 12. At shortstop, it's Evan Dehart, wears number 24. Third base, Ryan Schumer wears number 7. In left field, number 14, Tyler Fox. In center field, number 33, that's Bren Robbins. In right field, number 25, Carter Johnson. Tyler Fox is going to play defensively for the DH. He's the DH in this ballgame. Going to start out to number 16, TJ Bell. Batting lineup is going to be like this for Rensselaer Central. The Bombers, they'll bat like this. Playing third base, he'll wear number 7. That's Cohen Craig. Batting first. He's batting second. The lead second batter is shortstop number 4, Lakin Webb. Batting third, the right fielder number 15, Jacob Pickering. Batting fourth, he'll do the DHing. He'll start out number 2. That's Keegan Brown. Playing defensively for him in the field is first baseman number 34, Brent Harvey. Doing the pitching, number 6, Kenseth Johns. He'll bat in the 5th spot. Doing the catching, number 10, Ethan Pickering. Batting in the 7th spot, left fielder, number 14, Cole Hessen. Batting in the 8th spot, number 35, he'll play 2nd base. That's Colton Metzger. In the final batter, the 9th hitter in the lineup, center fielder, Kelton Hessen. 7 into bat, 6:20 on the wristwatch, first pitch of the ballgame, taken high for ball 1. 1 ball, no strike, stepping into bat, Cohen Craig. Cohen Craig in a bat here, top of the first inning, working the windup, Cade Minnick. Just comes in high, breaking pitch, count goes 2 balls, no strikes. Peering in, looking at signals, Cade Minnick. Here comes the wind. Swung on, fouled back, out of play. Count goes 2 balls, 1 strike. Cade Minnick, baseball inserted. 2 balls, 1 strike, nobody out. We have just begun right here at Gordon Lemming Field. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the wind for Minnick. Swung on, fouled back, straight back, out of play. 2 balls, 2 strikes. They'll set back in. Right-handed batter, Cohen Craig. Here comes the wind for Minnick. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch, missed low. Count goes full, 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes. He'll step back in. Here's the wind. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. Swung on. He'll foul. It's going to be foul territory. Giving it a chase, it's going to go out of play. Tyler Fox gave it a look. 3 balls, 2 strikes once again to Cohen Craig. Cohen Craig, the 1 hitter for the Bombers. Getting back in, looking at signals, catching the plate. Far, here comes the 3-2 pitch once again. Just missed above the zone, ball 4. Safe at first base.
The shortstop, number 4, Lincoln.
Safe at first base. He'll do the running, number 7, Cohen Craig. Second batter in the lineup is going to be the shortstop. You wear number 4, Lakin Craig. Excuse me, Lakin Webb. Working from the stretch, Cade Minnick. Here comes the pitch. Trying to lay a bunt down. Offered at it. Came up empty. Strike 1. Work looking at first base right there, still on the bag. Cohen Craig, you're getting glued now. The shuffle out there, doing modestly, working from the stretch, now the set. Pickoff move at first base. Coach, pretty good right there, helping him get back. Right there on the move from Caden Minnick. Peering in, looking at signals. From the stretch, now the set position, Caden Minnick. Breaking pitch, just missed. Pretty good break. Break from high to low, trying to cross the bag or the plate right there. Finish low. Stepping back in, Lake and Webb, 1-1 count. Swung on, you'll pop one high on the infield. Can be called for by a second baseman. Owen Munn makes the catch. One out, one runner aboard, Cohen Craig. Getting ready to step into bat, Jacob Pickering. Where's number 15? Right fielder, started the game last night, went five innings for the Bombers. Right-handed batter, peering in looking at signals, Caden Minnick. Set position. Breaking pitch, finished high. One ball, no strikes. The worker right there, peer in, foot on the rubber. Left-handed hurler, Caden Minnick. Pitch comes in, breaking pitch, called strike. One ball, one strike. One out, top of the first inning. Sun beating down, feeling pretty good. Gonna lighten up the atmosphere. Pitch comes in, line drive rope, going to right field. Gonna be played there by Carter Johnson. Gonna stay at second base is Cohen Craig. Rensselaer Central, two aboard with one out. Getting ready to step in is gonna be number two. He's going to be the DH in the ballgame. Where's number two? That's Keegan Brown. Keegan Brown, right-handed batter. Steps in, taps the plate. Two aboard, first and second base. Pitching from the stretch, Caden Minnick. Peering in looking at signals, now the set position. And look at second base. Pitch comes in. Breaking pitch, finished high. One ball, no strikes. Two aboard, Rensselaer Central Bombers. Peering in, looking at signals. Caden Minnick checks second base. Out of set, here comes the pitch. Swung on, line drive rope. Going to get to the outfield. Going to pierce right over second base. Runners on each base currently. Base hit, line shot to center field. Off the bat of Jacob Pickering. Set to step in. Kenseth Johns going to be the pitcher in the ballgame for Rensselaer Central. He wears number six. Peering in to the catcher. He'll step back in now. In the rubber, Caden Minnick. Peers in, looks at signals. One out, bases loaded. First inning at Central Catholic High School. Working from the stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in, strike called. Knee-high strike. Minnick behind the rubber. He's going to step in right now. Peers in, looks at signals from Jackson Kane. Working from the stretch, now the set position. Pitch comes in, swinging a miss. No balls, two strikes. Working last night on the diamond. Kenseth Johns swung a pretty good bat. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. High for ball one. High and away. Count goes one ball, two strikes. Kenseth Johns. Left-handed batter, peering in, looking at signals. Left-handed pitcher, Caden Minnick, working from the stretch, now the set. Swung on, swinging a miss. They'll go down on strikes. Two outs, top of the first inning. Bases occupied here early in the ballgame for Rensselaer Central. Stepping into bat, playing the catcher's position today, played it yesterday, number 10, Ethan Pickering, right-handed batter. peering in, looking at signals, out of the stretch, now the set position for Minnick. Pitch comes in, strike called. Right below the kneecaps, living right there. Pretty good stance right there for Ethan Pickering. Poised position, working from the stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in above the zone, ball one. One ball, one strike. Looks in at the catcher, now steps in. Looking at signals. Working from the stretch, now the set position. It'll be a ground ball. It'll be off the foot in the box. Ethan Pickering, foul ball, strike two. One ball, two strikes. Two outs, top of the first inning. Bases loaded for Rensselaer Central. Step behind the rubber, looking in. Step back in the rubber. Caden Minnick going against Ethan Pickering. Working from the stretch, now the set. Breaking pitch, going to be a line drive rope. Going to be foul territory down the left field area. Down there near the tarp, where the tarp's rolled up. It's going to be a long strike, but he'll remain in the box at the 1-2 count. Ball's live. Peering in, looking at signals, now working out of the stretch and set position. Here comes the 1-2. Foul back, out of play. They're staying in the box at the 1-2. Actually, it's going to get the screen. Bounce back out. Picked up by Take That Back. It did go out of play. They threw a new ball in. So one ball, two strikes, two outs. Back in the box, Ethan Pickering. Working from the stretch. Now the set position. Caden Minnick. Swung on, line drive. Going to get between shortstop and third base. Base hit on the ground. Going to be a throw cut off right there by Schumer. One run in. Cohen Craig scores the first run of the ball game. Throw came in from left field. It was on the ground. Tyler Fox hit the cutoff. Ryan Schumer. Runners move up 90 feet. Base hit RBI off the bat of Ethan Pickering. Ethan Pickering going to jog off right now. He'll get the catcher's gear on. Going to give way to a courtesy runner. Going to take first base right there. Where's number 8 in the lineup? He'll go from there. Try to accomplish that. Number 8, Elias Mercado. First pitch comes in, strike called. Count goes 0-1. Number 8, Elias Mercado. Here comes the second pitch. Swung on, fouled back to the screen. Number 14 in the box, he's left fielder, Cole Hessen. No balls, two strikes. Two outs on the diamond, bases loaded. One run in for the Bombers. Top of the first, working from the set. Here comes the pitch. Strike three, going to go down looking. And then they throw the ball around the horn. A little bit sloppily right there. We're missing. This game is in part being brought to you by several. We're thankful. This game is in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons, Target Sports, 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can reach them by phone, 317-758-5886. Again, their number is 317-758-5886. New and used certified gun sales. Buy, sell, trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson and Sons Target Sports. You can ask about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. That's Target Sports in Sheridan. We're missing around the diamond. Doing the pitching today for Rensselaer Central is Kenseth Johns. Kenseth Johns, where's number 6? His catcher, number 10, Ethan Pickering. At first base, Brent Harvey wears number 34. At second base, Colton Metzger wears 35. At shortstop, Lakin Webb wears number 4. At third base, Cohen Craig wears number 7. In left field, number 14, that's Cole Hessen. In center field, number 1, that's Kelton Hessen. And in right field, number 15, Jacob Pickering. Will mention playing first base. He's doing the defensive duties for the designated hitter, Tegan Brown. Brent Harvey, number 34. Tegan Brown, number 2. They throw the ball down to second base. They'll pick it up in center field. First batter in the lineup for Central Catholic. Going to be number 25, Carter Johnson. Carter Johnson playing right field for the Knights. Stepping in, left-handed batter. Stepping to the rubber, going to work from the windup. Kenseth Johns, here comes the first pitch to Johnson. Strike called, right down Meridian. No balls, one strike. Here comes a wind and a pitch. Second pitch in there for a strike. Fastball started out with 2. Count goes 0-2 to Carter Johnson. Here's the wind. Can strike him out. They're going to say that was last one was a strike looking. They'll jog back to the dugout. One out. Bottom of the first inning. One run in at Rensselaer Central. Top of the first. They did the same yesterday, top of the first inning. Peering in, looking at signals. Second batter in the lineup, 24, Evan Dienhart. Evan Dienhart, going to kind of check his swing. Full swing check, foul ball. Left side picked up in foul territory on the ground by Cohen Craig. No balls, one strike. Stepping back in. Evan Dienhart working from the windup. Kenseth Johns. Swing and a miss. No balls, 2 strikes. Kenseth Johns starting out the game with 5 straight strikes. Here comes the 6th pitch. Low for a ball. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Evan Dienhart working in the batter's box. Here comes the whine for Johns. Swing and a miss. He'll go down on strikes. 2 outs. Bottom of the 2nd inning. Pretty good velocity, Kenseth Johns. Adjust the hat, put it back on, adjust the bill. Next batter going to step in, going to be number 12, second baseman, Owen Munn. Working from the windup, here's the pitch to Munn. Low for a ball, going to get between the legs right there, catcher. Ethan Pickering, going to insert a new baseball. 1 ball, no strikes. Peering in, here comes the wind. Swung on, ground ball in the infield. Going to be fielded by the third baseman, Cohen Craig. To throw to first base, they'll get the put out with Brent Harvey. So the Knights send 3 to the plate. 3 up, 3 down. No runners left on base. No, just say, at the end of 1. Rensselaer Central Bombers, 1. Central Catholic Knights, 0. We'll mention this game is also, in part, being brought to you by looking for that newer truck or sport utility vehicle? Visit us at Frankfort Truck and Car Sales in Frankfort, Indiana, or online at ftcsales.com, or call 765-654-7777. We offer bank finance or easy low payment plan. Visit us at ftcsales.com today. Since 1999, for 23 years, your go-to dealer, Frankfort Truck and Car Sales. They're open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7, Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 9 to 4. You can find them at 1601 McKinley Avenue, Frankfort, Indiana, 46041. That's Frankfort Truck and Car Sales in Frankfort, Indiana. They're throwing the ball around the infield, getting ready to toss one down. Jackson Kane going to toss one to second base. 1-0 ball game, Rensselaer Central in front. Rensselaer getting ready to bat in the top of the second inning. Next batter going to bat for them is going to be number 35, Colton Metzger. Colton Metzger playing second base. Right-handed batter. Stepping back in the rubber, actually going to be on top of the rubber, working from the windup. Caden Minnick, right-handed batter, Colton Metzger. Here comes a wind to Metzger. Short off the glove, going to get by Jackson Kane right there. Ball one. Stepping back on the rubber, Caden Minnick. Stepping back in the box, here comes a wind. Above the zone, ball two. Caden Minnick working for the Knights in the batter's box. Colton Metzger for the Bombers. Pitch comes in, fouled back to the screen. Two balls, one strike. New ball inserted, ball's in play. Turning and looking at signals, Caden Minnick. Here comes a wind to Metzger. Ball high. Count goes 3-1. Peering in, looking at signals, Caden Minnick. Here comes a wind. Finishes high. Ball four. He'll jog to first base. Colton Metzger aboard. Base on balls. Next batter in the lineup, center fielder, number one, Kelton Hessen. Peering in, look at the catcher. He'll step in the rubber now. Caden Minnick, right-handed batter, steps in. Kelton Hessen. Pitching from the stretch, set position. Pitch comes in, squared to bunt, pulls the bat back. Ball one, they throw a snap throw from Jackson Kane to Justin Brady, back safely. Is 35, Colton Metzger. Peering in, looking at signals. Modest lead at first base for Colton Metzger. Gets another half step. Here's the pitch. High for a ball. Thought about a snap throw at first base. No throw made by Kane. Checking his swing right there from the bunt is Kelton Hessen. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Borden, they're going to walk out, have conversation with his infield. 2-0. In the batter's box for Rensselaer Central is Kelton Hessen. Working right here on the diamond. Has a photographer working right here. Has a pretty nice camera, good lens. Got the filter on it. Getting sun out of it, making good pictures. Pardon? No, not at all. You do whatever you want. You're fine. No problem. So he's taking some good photographs. You know he is. So stepping back in, meeting at the pitcher's mound is complete. Peering in, looking at signals. Caden Minnick looks at first base. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Right down Meridian, strike called. Down goes 2-1. Good step back in the rubber. Caden Minnick looking at signals. Modest lead at first base for Metzger. Here's the pitch. Swung on, swing and a miss. Count goes 2-2. 2-2. Nobody out. Runner aboard at first base is Colton Metzger. Peering in, looking at signals, working out a stretch. Set position. Pitch comes in, ground ball. Going to be fielded by Deanhart. He'll go unassisted at second. They'll get the double play, and he'll throw back to first base. Two outs here in the top of the second inning. Going to race the base runner, stepping into bat, going to be the one hitter once again. That's Cohen Craig. Cohen Craig playing third base. Cohen Craig last night, 3 at-bats. And 1 run, he got a base hit. He's in the batter's box now, right-handed batter. Here comes a wind from Minnick. Breaking pitch, back door in there for a strike. Righty batter. That's Cohen Craig, lefty pitcher. Caden Minnick peering in, looking at signals, pitching out of the windup. Here comes the second pitch to Craig. High for a ball. Reach back, a little bit more MPH on that pitch. Count goes one ball, one strike. Two outs, stepping in, the batter, Tobin Craig. Here comes the wind. Swung on, ground ball, going to be a base hit. Between third base and shortstop, sprawling out, trying to make the play there with Ryan Schumer. Pretty good effort. Going to be a base hit to left field. For number seven, Tobin Craig. So Cohen Craig aboard for the second time. One for one in the ballgame. Stepping into bat, Jacob Pickering. Working from the stretch, now the set position. Looks at first base, here's the pitch. Fastball, strike one. He'll step back, look in at Jackson King, step in the rubber now. Peers in, looks at signals. Working from the stretch, now the set. Modest lead for Craig at first base. Second pitch low for a ball. One ball, one strike. Two outs, top of the second inning. Knights and the Bombers. West Division of the Hoosier Conference. Peering in, looking at signals. Cade Minnick working from the set. Checks first base. Just jumps in. Swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. Back behind the rubber, he'll look in, he'll step in now. Kate Minnick, right-handed batter, Lakin Webb. Working from the stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in low for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Two outs, Kate Minnick stepping in, digging in there, and right here's batter's box is Webb. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. To go down on strikes. Going around the horn. First base first. Top of the second inning. No runs. They need one on base. At the end of one and a half, the Bombers in front, 1-0. We do thank you for listening. And we thank our support sponsors for bringing this game to you. In part, it's brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. Lisa Soaks Bear. Enthusiasm, experience, and knowledgeable. Lisa Soaks Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa listens. Lisa Soaks Bear, Century 21 Sheets. Serving Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison counties since 1997. You can contact Lisa by phone or by text message at 317-513-4086. Again, that number is 317-513-4086. Lisa Soaks Bear, a passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. Let's throw the ball around the infield, getting some warm-up tosses right there. Kenseth Johns. Checks with Ethan Pickering. Throw it down to second base and throw it around the horn. They'll put it back in the glove of Kenseth Johns. Next batter in the lineup is going to be the DH. Number 16, T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell, right-handed batter. He'll step in right now. Working from the windup, Kenseth Johns. Peering in, looking at signals. First pitch, bottom of the second. Outside of ball, fastball. Pretty good velocity. Both pitches, fastball, bringing it today. Here comes the wind and the pitch. Low for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Bottom of the second inning. Here comes the wind. Here comes the third pitch. Tried to check his swing. They're going to say he did check it. They're going to check at first base. And the first base, A position umpire, says, yes, he went. Two balls, one strike. Here comes the wind and the pitch from Johns. Swung on. He'll take one to right field. Going to be airborne. Going to give him a chance to get under it. Catch is going to be made by number 15, Jacob Pickering in right field. One out, bottom of the second inning. ball back in the glove of Kenseth Johns. Stepping in the bat for the Knights, number 32, playing first base, Justin Brady. Left-handed batter, here comes the first pitch. Swung on, line rope. It's going to go just inside third base. He goes the other way with it. Pretty line shot. It's going to be a base hit. He's going to turn it into a double. Justin Brady at second base. Next batter in the lineup for the Knights is going to be number 33, Bryn Robbins. Bryn Robbins playing center field in today's ball game last night. He went to the pitchers now, went 7 innings. Gave up 5 hits, 1 run, struck out 11. First pitch comes in, swing and a miss. No balls, 1 strike. Stepping back in, right-handed batter, Bryn Robbins. Peering in, looking at signals, working out a stretch. Kenseth Johns checks second base. Could be a pickoff move, timing pattern, safe at second base. Here's Justin Brady. Working that timing pattern with the shortstop, Lincoln Webb. Stepping back into rubber, peering in, looking at signals. Kenseth Johns checks second base. Here's the pitch. Swung on, going to be popped sky high on the infield. Going to be called for by the pitcher. Right behind the pitcher's mound, it's going to drop. Didn't touch his glove. Probably going to go as a base hit. Sky high on the infield. Not for me to tell. So I'm a little bit behind looking at the scoreboard. Stepping in, 2 runners aboard. Bryn Robbins at first base, Justin Brady at second. Stepping in, Ryan Schumer. Schumer takes first pitch for a strike. Right there at below the kneecap, bottom of the zone. Stepping back on in the rubber is Kenseth Johns working from the set. Pitch comes in high and away, ball one. 1 ball, 1 strike. Working at first and second base. Knights, 2 aboard with 1 out. Here's the pitch from Johns. Swing and a miss by Ryan Schumer. 1 ball, 2 strikes. A step back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Kenseth Johns, here comes the pitch. Outside a ball. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Steps back in, Ryan Schumer. Working from the stretch, checks second base. Pitch comes in, line drive, going to go over to second baseman's head. Base hit to right field. Picked up by center fielder, Kelton Hessen. He'll throw it to the infield. Be cut off by the first baseman, Brent Harvey. The Knights put their runs on the board. They pick up 1. Tied ball game, bottom of the 2nd inning. 1 out. Ryan Schumer at first base, RBI single. Next batter in the lineup for the Knights can be Jackson Kane. Adjusting the stenographer's pad, the pitcher, right there, the back left pocket. He's checking his notes. He's back in the rubber, working from the stretch, now the set. He'll look at first base over the right shoulder. Pitch comes in tight, gets by the catcher, Ethan Pickering, coming in to score. 33, Bryn Robbins. Bryn Robbins here. Scores 2nd run for the Knights. Stepping in once again, 1 ball, no strikes. Jackson Kane. Runner moves to 2nd base. That's Ryan Schumer. Pitch comes in a bit low. Ball 1. Check that. Ball 2. First pitch is high and tight. 2 balls, no strikes to Jackson Kane. Right-handed batter. Peering in, looking at signals. Now working out a stretch. Pitch comes in. Ground ball. Foul. Behind Kane. 2 balls, 1 strike. Coach Stevens out of the dugout, retrieving the baseball. New ball inserted. 2 balls, 1 strike. Ball's live. Here's the stretch. And now the set position. Here comes a pitch from Johns. A bit high, just above the zone. Working right there with the fastball. Count goes 3-1. Tiernan working from the stretch, checks second base. Here's the 3-1. Outside of ball. Jackson King going to jog down to first base. Two aboard for the Knights. Coach Bordenay going to adjust the lineup. Doing the running for Jackson King. Going to be Gavin Boutel. Gavin Boutel, where's number 17? Boutel at first base. Schumer at second base. Back into rubber. Kenseth Johns working from his set position. First pitch swung on. Cade Minnick. Cade Minnick going to take a high fly ball. It's going to land in left center field. Shallow, he'll get a base hit. Run to second base, trying to avoid the force out. Safe at third base, I should say, as Ryan Schumer. So base hit in the book for Cade Minnick. Next batter in the lineup, Carter Johnson. Carter Johnson going to step in, going to bat. He had one at-bat last night. Three base on balls. He was at the plate four times. Stepping in right now, second time. He went down on strikes last time. Our backdoor curveball just missed. Count goes 1-0, no strikes. Runners on each base are going to move the infield in to inside the lip of the grass. Here comes a 1-0 pitch to Johnson. Checks his swing, 2. Miniature, some dirt right there on the mound. Step back in the rubber. Kenseth Johns looking at signals from Ethan Pickering, working from the set. Pitch comes in, ground ball in the infield. Fielded by the shortstop, he'll go to the home plate and be safe at home plate. Trying to get the force out the plate. Foot was pulled off the bag to throw. Stretch right there. Kind of pulled him off the bag. That ball was fielded by Lakin Webb. Run comes in to score. So Carter Johnson at first base. Cade Minnick at second base. And Gavin Boutel at third base. Stepping into bat, Evan Deathart. Breaking pitch, strike called. Right across the dish. Pretty good break. Pretty good position for the curveball. Peering in, looking at signals. Kenseth Johns from the set position. Pitch comes in outside of ball. Right there, knee high, missed outside. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes a 2-0 pitch to Deanhart. Low for a ball. 3-0, no strikes. Adjust the hat right there. Kenseth Johns steps back in the rubber. Here's in, got the signal, set position. Here's the pitch. Swung on, ground ball. Going to get through the legs right there, second baseman, Colton Metzger. He was playing in. Hard hit, ground ball. Going to be a throw through the plate. They'll field it. They're going to get a pickle at between the first and second base. Getting back safely is Evan Deanhart as the tag comes in high. Deanhart got the foot in there. So timeout on the diamond. Coach Stevens going to walk out, talk to his infield right there at the pitcher's mound. We thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball in the spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Football in the fall, Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter. Tipton Blue Devils, Central Catholic Knights, Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies, basketball, PutMeInSports.com. Thank you for listening. They're talking it up right there on the pitcher's mound. Meeting is going to break up right there. They adjourn. Staying on the pitcher's mound is number 6, Kenseth Johns. He'll continue to pitch right here in the bottom of the second inning. Stepping back in, I should say stepping into bat, going to be number 12, Owen Munn. Owen Munn playing second base. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch. Right down Meridian, strike call, right below the kneecaps. Owen Munn last night batted four times. He scored a run, got a base hit, got an RBI. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. No balls, two strikes. Owen Munn steps back in, taps the plate a couple of times. Peering in, looking at singles. Kenseth Johns looks at second base out of set. Breaking pitch. Gonna freeze him back there on the swing. He'll go down swinging.
How about him? The designated hitter, number 16, CJ Bell.
Set to bat for the Knights. Was number 16, CJ Bell. TJ Bell, right-handed batter, steps back in. TJ Bell working last night, four at-bats. He got a base hit. He struck out one time. First pitch comes in, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Pitch it from the set, looks at second base, out of set. Strike called. Check his swing. Count goes one ball, one strike. He'll step back in the rubber, peering in, looking at signals. Kenseth Johns, set position, check second base. Backdoor, I should say, curveball. Curveball, righty facing a righty. No swing, strike two. Count goes one and two. Looking at second base. Here comes the 1-2. Low, going to check his swing. They're going to check. They're going to say he didn't go. Pretty good call right there. Working from B position. Two balls, two strikes, B position. He's pitcher's mound in first base for the umpire. Here's the set and the pitch. Foul ball back to the screen on the ground. Got a piece of it. Two balls, two strikes. Step back behind the rubber. Loose some dirt right there. Kenseth Johns. Going to step back in. Peering in, looking at signals. 2-2 pitch on the way. Working from the set. Set second base. Swung on. Going to be a line shot to the outfield. Going to be called for by the center fielder. He'll make the catch for the third out in the inning. So Knights go down in three outs. They leave bases loaded. Five runs in. Going to the top of the third inning here at Central Catholic High School. And we'll mention, this game is also in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. Located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. 46031. On the web, ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com. Titus Bakery and Deli. Yes, Titus Bakery and Deli, located inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. Titus Bakery and Deli, they're open 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. weekdays. They're open Saturday, 7 a.m. to 12 noon. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch. You can visit them on the web at TitusBakery.com. You can grab a donut or a hot breakfast. Visit Reynolds Farm Equipment along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. And stop in to please your taste buds at Titus Bakery and Deli. So they're throwing the ball around the diamond. They throw down second base. They'll move it back to the pitcher's hand, Caden Minnick. Getting ready to bat here in the top of the third inning. Rensselaer Central Bombers taking the drive down from Rensselaer, Indiana. Just up I-65 and east on 231.
Yep.
They were there last night with Central Catholic. First game of the two-game set. Central Catholic got the win last night 6-1. First pitch from Caden Minnick, scored off the glove of Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane back behind the dish right there, stepping in the rubber. It's Caden Minnick. working in the batter's box. Strike calm. Check that. Ball two. Stepping back in. Number 15, that's Jacob Pickering. Did the pitching last night. For Rensselaer Central, he'll foul one back out of play. Jacob Pickering. As mentioned, where's number 15? Jacob Pickering last night, three at-bats. Got a base hit, got an RBI. He struck out one time. Here comes the pitch from Minnick. Pitch comes in, strike called. Two balls, two strikes. Step back in, tap the plate. Working from the windup, Cade Minnick, peering in, looking at signals. Has a signal, here comes the wind. Swung on. He's going to take one foul territory. It's going to be in fair territory. It's going to be in playable area. Kind of got the wind on it. Kind of moved back in towards the infield. Kind of a weird fall right there. And couldn't catch it. Justin Brady was right there. So stepping back to the rubber. Cade Minnick. Count remains 2-2. Steps back in. Jacob Pickering. Playing right field in today's ball game. Where's number 15? Working from the windup. Swung on, ground ball in the infield. Going to go through the over second base. Base hit to center field. Going to be fielded by Bren Robbins. Base hit, single off the bat of Jacob Pickering. Next batter in the lineup. Going to be the designated hitter. Number 2, Keegan Brown. Keegan Brown going to step in. Right-handed batter. Facing the lefty, Cade Minnick. Peering in, looking at signals. Checks first base, out of stretch, now to set position. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. Keegan Brown. Keegan Brown, last night's ball game, 3 at-bats. 2 hits in the ball game. Only player on the Bombers that recorded 2 hits. Right-handed batter. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Step back in. Keegan Brown. 1 ball, 1 strike. Runner at first base for Rensselaer Central. Jacob Pickering. Got himself a board. Base hit on the ground to center field. Here's the pitch. Just low for a ball. Check that, the count was 1-2, and now goes even at 2-2. 5-1 ball game, Knights in front. Since Rensselaer Central came up with 1 in the first, Knights got 2, excuse me, 5 in the bottom of the second. Swing and a miss. Going to get a piece of Jackson Kane. He's okay. Tells the umpire. Everything's good, 2 balls, excuse me. 2 balls, 2 strikes, if I'm not incorrect. No counter here in my hand. And so working it from the stretch. Set position, looks at first base, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. To go down on strikes. 1 out here in the top of the 3rd inning. Next batter in the lineup is going to be the pitcher. Number 6, Kenseth Johns. Kenseth Johns, left-handed batter. Had some pretty good touch yesterday. Took one which would have deemed as a home run. It was a foul ball. Pretty good stroke from this lefty. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Smooth stroke. Took a little bit off of it right there. Cade Minnick. Out in front of it was Kenseth Johns. Peering back in, looking at signals, working out a stretch. Now the set position for Minnick. Here's the pitch. Short off the glove. Gets by the catcher. Gets a piece of the umpire, and they're going to get him out at second base. They're going to call him out. And better to be lucky than good, they say. I'm not sure, but the ball got a piece of the umpire, but the ball was moving. Short off the glove of Jackson. He couldn't field it. Landed off the umpire. Jackson picks it up and throws to second base. Bases are empty. 2 outs, top of the 3rd inning. Working from the windup, foul back to the screen. Number 6, Kenseth Johns. Kenseth Johns working on the diamond. Right here in the batter's box. Left-handed batter, a step back in. 1-2 count to Johns. Stepping off the back of the rubber. Not going to pitch from the stretch, going to pitch from the windup. Turning and looking at signals, here comes a wind for a minute. Swung on. He'll take one right field. Foul territory. And I believe he's done it again. Goes over the home run fence. That's a good stroke. Foul ball just got around on it a bit early. Real good swing. Doesn't take much to impress me, but that's a good swing. Working from the windup. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. It's going to be short hop. I think they're going to call him out at home plate. So he'll go down on strikes. No runs in. They need one on base. Take that back. No base runners. No runs in. At the end of 2.5, Knights 6, and Bombers 1. And we thank you for listening to Put Me in Sports. And we'll mention, this game is in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's Carquex Auto Parts, located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero, Cicero Town Plaza. Team members at Carquex Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. Reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, that number is 317-4931. Excuse me, 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve at Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. They're throwing the ball around the infield. Get some pitching in right there. Kenseth Johns working on the pitcher's mound right there. So he finally finishes up his warm-ups. And a good ball game in the works. Both teams. Hoosier Conference, West Division. A throw down to second base. That was a frozen rope off the hand of Ethan Pickery. That was right on the target. They'll put the ball back in the glove of Kenseth Johns. Stepping in the bat for the Knights. Going to be the first baseman. Where's number 32, Justin Brady? Last time up, found himself on second base. Left-handed batter going to step in. Working from the stretch. First pitch, Kenseth Johns going to be a base hit to right field. They pull it to right field. Picked up there by Jacob Pickering. A throw back in. Hit the cutoff, Colton Metzger. Base hit. Justin Brady, first and second, on his halfway to the cycle. Be difficult to get. Can't say I'd ever seen one achieved by a high school player. Working from the set. Here's the pitch. Foul balls. Trying to bunt it. That was Bryn Robbins. Trying to move the runner. Got a piece of it, foul territory on the bunt attempt. No balls, one strike. Working from the stretch, Kenseth Johns just step in right now. Pretty good stretch. Peers in, looks at signals. Now the set. Checks the runner. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Going to fly one to left field. A lot of air under it. Going to overrun it. It's going to land right of him. It's going to be Cole Heston picking it up, throwing to third base. Safe at third base, Justin Brady. Ball lands without touching a glove. Probably going to go in the book as the double for Bryn Robbins. Next batter in the lineup, number 7, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer, third baseman. Runners on second and third base for the Knights. Stepping back in the rubber. Number 6, Kenseth Johns, check second base. Here's the pitch. Right down Meridian, fastball, strike called. A step back in, tap the plate. Working from the stretch, now the set, step second. Pitch comes in, strike two, strike called. Schumer goes 0-2 to Kenzis Johns. Holding on the runner over there, right third base. Set position, pitch comes in, ground ball. He'll be fielded by a second baseman. That's Metzger. He'll throw on to first base. Harvey get the put out. Run comes in to score. Justin Brady. Ryan Schumer are going to pick up an RBI. Second base runner over to third base. Right there, that's working on the diamond. 70 to bat, Jackson Kane. Number three does the catching for the Knights. Working from the windup is Kenzis Johns. First pitch in there, breaking pitch. Might have been a slider. Called strike. No balls, one strike. Working from the windup, peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the wind to Kane. Short off the glove, ball one. Good stop there, Ethan Pickering. Get the ball in front of him. Runner at third base for the Knights. One run in during the bottom of the third inning. Here comes the wind and the pitch. Foul back out of play, check swing. Got a piece of it. Count goes 1-2. Jackson Kane working on the diamond. One ball, two strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. Kenzis Johns. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch. Finished inside. Ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Peering in, both feet on the rubber. In the box, Jackson Kane. Here comes the 2-2. Swung on, ground ball. He's fielded by the third baseman. He'll go across the diamond. You know, outstretched and couldn't get to it. Brought him off the bag. The throw from Cohen Craig. Chasing it down foul territory. 34, Brent Harvey. Run comes in on the throw. Going to be an RBI. Going to do the running once again for Jackson Kane. He ends up at second base. Going to be a reach by air. He moves over to second base on the throw. The overthrow and out to second base to again to run for Kane is Gavin Boutel. And the clean home plate off. Right there, home plate umpire. Calling a good zone. That umpire getting right there for the strike zone. Putting those eyes right at the top of it. Going down seeing the baseball. Working from the set, here's the pitch. In the batter's box, Caden Minnick. Left-handed batter, stepping back in, one out, bottom of the third inning. Runner at second base for the Knights, swung on. You're going to poke one, center field, it's going to drop in, base hit. Just slightly in the grass, giving it a good run right there, trying to catch it. Blake and Webb, a good effort. And Knights, still batting here in the bottom of the third inning. So Caden Minnick going to get a base hit. Next bat, at bat, going to be number 25, Carter Johnson. Left-handed batter, runners on the corners for the Knights. Working behind the rubber, checking that notepad in that back left pocket is Kenzis Johns. He'll step in the rubber, peer in, look at signals out of the stretch. Working from the set, checks third base. Here's the pitch, high for a ball. They're going to throw one to second base and be cut off by the shortstop. Getting back to first base. Safe. On the throw, that's Gavin Boutel. Head first dive back in. They cut it by the shortstop. That was Lakin Webb. Snap throw to third base. Cohen Craig. Next pitch comes in low for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Working behind the rubber, checks second base, steps back on. Working from the windup, Kenzis Johns. Short off the glove. Going to veer to his left where I'm going to come in to score. That's Gavin Boutel. Pitch was in the dirt. Probably going to go in the book as a wild pitch. To step back to the rubber. And Carter Johnson steps back in. Three balls, no strikes. Working from the windup, here's the pitch. Strike called. Three balls, one strike. Peering in. Here comes the stretch. Now shooting the wide away. Ball high and away. Ball four.
Going to
have a meeting right there. The mail is going to be Ethan Pickering jogging out, having a conversation with Kenseth Johns. Short conversation. They're jogged back. Runners on the corners once again for the Knights. First base, Carter Johnson. Third base, Bren Robbins. Working from the stretch. Checks the runner. The pickoff move that tried the 31. Going to get a pickle. Carter Johnson in the pickle between second and first base. Run is going to score. Going to get him going back to first base. Double check here. Run scores, and Carter Johnson head first, and Carter Johnson is going to go in the dugout just a little bit gimpy. He's probably going to jog it off and walk it off. Stepping back in. Going to bat. Evan Teinhart. Pitch 7-10, ball. Steps back in, right-handed batter, facing the righty, Kenseth Johns. High for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Working from the windup, Kenseth Johns. Base is empty. Pitch comes in low for ball three. Like a breaking pitch. Finish low. Might have been a slider. Working from the windup, here comes the pitch. Right down the pike, strike called. Plate was open. Count goes three balls, one strike. Here comes the wind and the pitch. Strike two. Count goes three balls, two strikes. Two outs, bottom of the third inning. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch, missed low. Ball four. Evan Teinhart jogs to first base. Next batter in the lineup for the Knights is going to be number 12, Owen Munn. Owen Munn working on the diamond. Right-handed batter. He'll step in. Stepping back in the rubber, Kenseth Johns. Going to get a modest lead to start out. Evan Teinhart at first base. Pitch comes in high for a ball. Snap throw from his knees. A very nice throw. Right there in taggable area, but getting back safely is Teinhart. Ethan Pickering with that quick move from home plate. Working from the set, here's the pitch. Swung on, ground ball, second base. They'll flip it to second base. It's going to be 4-6, and they get the final out there in the bottom of the third. Colton Metzger to Lakin Webb. In the inning, Knights come up with four. At the end of three complete, Knights 9, Bombers 1. We thank you for listening. PutMeInSports.com. And then we also let you know that you are listening to an education-based high school boys varsity baseball game. This internet radio athletic contest is made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net. That's Robbie Kendall, ASO, providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. We thank Robbie at Audio Sports Online. He gets the job done. I say, well, he's got several stations that he provides internet for. He provides not only audio, but also video. You can call Robbie. And internet radio, audiosportsonline.net, audiosportsonline.net, Robbie Kendall. If you want to get in touch with him and broadcast, cover, whatever you might want to call it, baseball, basketball, football, volleyball, tennis, any sport. You can do high school, middle school even, or college. Robbie Kendall, audiosportsonline.net. They throw one down to second base. Put the ball back in the glove of Caden Minnick. He'll work back on the rubber. He'll manicure the dirt right there. Next batter going to step in for Rental Essential. Going to be the catcher. He wears number 10, Ethan Pickering. Ethan Pickering, we'll mention last night, 3 at-bats. He's working to get a base hit in this second ball game with Central Catholic. Here comes a wind in the pitch. One long, he'll get that base hit. Line drive rope to center field. Two hops the glove. It was a line drive to Bryn Robbins. He gets himself aboard. Next batter in the lineup. Stepping in the bat, going to be number 14, Cole Hessen. Courtesy runner back out on the diamond. Going to run second time. And it's Elias McGado. I think they're pronounced it McAdowd from the public address. He does a fine job working from the stretch. Here's a pitch fouled back to the screen. No balls, one strike, one aboard. Nobody out. Top of the fourth inning. Stepping back in the rubber. Cade Minnick looking at signals. Working from the stretch. Now the set position. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch. Back door. Got the dish. Strike called. No balls. Two strikes. Infield playing regular depth. Outfield looks to be playing straight away. Working from the stretch. Set position. Here's the pitch. Just above the zone. Ball one. One ball, two strikes. Stepping back in, number 14, Cole Hessen, right-handed batter. Breaking pitch, ground ball foul. Right side up against the foul fence. Stay in the box with a 1-2 count. One ball, two strikes. Stepping back in the rubber. Cade Minnick peers in, looks at signals. Modest lead at first base for McAdow. Here comes the pitch. Strike three. He's going to freeze him up, and he'll go down looking. One out. Top of the fourth inning.
Second base.
Runner aboard. First base. Next batter in the lineup for Rensselaer Central, Colton Metzger. Colton Metzger, second baseman. Where's number 35? Peering in, looking at signals. Cade Minnick, set position, checks first base. Here's the pitch. Low for ball one. Working there is Colton Metzger. Plays second base. Colton Metzger. He got 2 at-bats last night. He got a base hit. He struck out once. He batted 500 last night. Pitch comes in. He'll take one foul territory. He's going to pop out of play right side. Giving it an initial look there. It was Justin Brady. One ball, one strike. Colton Metzger, Rensselaer Bombers, second baseman. Peering in, looking at signals once again. Cade Minnick, modestly there at first base, being held on by Justin Brady. Here comes the pitch. Strike called, fastball. Count goes one ball, two strikes. Steps back in the rubber. Right-handed batter. Colton Metzger working from the set. Here comes a 1-2. Backdoor curveball stayed outside. 2-2 count. That backdoor curveball. Lefty pitcher facing the righty batter. Works its way outside. Comes back in toward to the batter. Backdoor. Here comes the pitch. Swung on. Pop one foul territory. It's going to land over here in foul territory. Going to be in the field of play. So again, he'll face a 2-2 count. That's number 35, Colton Metzger. 2-2, one out, one aboard for the Bombers. At first base, number 8, Elias McAdow. Working from the stretch, now the set position, 2-2. Low for ball 3. Pretty good quality at bat in the making right here for Colton Metzger. Steps back in the rubber. Cade Minnick. Set position, checks first base. swung on. You're going to take one foul territory, and you're in the same area. This one's going to go get over the foul fence. Out of real estate right there, Justin Brady. And 35, Colton Metzger is going to bat once again with that 2-2 count. Two balls, two strikes. One out, top of the fourth inning. Runner at first base, Nickadow, working from the stretch, now the set position, 2-2. Swung on, he'll take a line drive shot to right center field, giving it a good trace right there, making the catch on the run is Bren Robbins. Quality at bat for Colton Metzger. Runner stays put at first base. That's Elias Nickadow. He's running for the catcher, Ethan Pickering. Back to the rubber right there. I'm going to change pitchers, the Knights. Now he and the baseball to Coach Bordenay. Cade Minnick going to jog off the diamond. Did a good job. So Knights going to step to the mound with number 7, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer is going to do the pitching. Billy Owens is third base. Billy Owens is going to be the third base at third base right now. He's going to get some warm-up tosses on the diamond. And Ryan Schumer moves over to pitcher's mound, gets some warm-up tosses right there with his catcher, Jackson Kane. And he'll step in, right-handed pitcher. Warm-up tosses right there. Actually, Billy Owens taking some infield practice with Justin Brady. Baseball given to him. Not to anyone else between innings. Just a new position right there for Billy Owens. Cade Minnick enters the dugout. Pitch right here with 3 2/3 innings. Coming into pitch right now, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer just about finishing up his tosses with Jackson Kane. They'll throw the infield ball back in the dugout. Ryan Schumer going to get, I believe, one more warm-up pitch. Getting ready to bat for Rensselaer Central. Going to be number 1. The center fielder, Kelton Hessen. Right-handed batter. Ryan Schumer going to take the hat off, adjust the hair. Put the hat back on. He'll step in. He'll work it from the stretch. Runner at first base for Rensselaer Central. That's number 8, Elias Nickadow. Checks the runner out of the stretch. Now the set. First pitch. Swung on. Foul back out of play. Ryan Schumer, pretty good velocity. Step back in. Get some moisture on the fingertips. Ryan, step in. Peer in, look at signals. Working from the stretch. Here comes the pitch. Tried to check his swing. And say he went, called by the home plate umpire. No balls, 2 strikes. Step back in. Peering in, looking at signals out of stretch. Now the set. Strike 3. He'll go down looking. The Knights are out of the inning. Top of the fourth inning. No runs. One runner left on base. No error committed by Central Catholic. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts. That's Carquest Auto Parts. Located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. We'll mention the south edge of Cicero, Cicero Town Plaza. Team members at Carquest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, that number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve at Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. So they're getting warm-up tosses on the pitcher's mound. New pitcher in the ball game. Third baseman moves over from third base. Takes the baseball. Number 7, Cohen Craig. Cohen Craig in the ball game doing the pitching. We'll mention. Kenseth Johns moves over to first base. So we'll make the notes there. Kenseth Johns at first base now. And right there during the pitching is Cohen Craig. So getting some warm-up tosses right here. Bottom of the fourth inning coming up. Kenseth Johns over at first base. So they're getting ready to bat here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Number 16, T.J. Bell, going to step in. Right-handed batter, T.J. Bell. Pretty good-sized young man. Pretty muscular, pretty good physique. Here comes the first pitch. Low pitch, swing and a miss. No balls, one strike as the lights come on here at Central Catholic High School. Still a brisk evening, about similar to last evening. Pitch comes in a ball, one ball, one strike. Kind of a chilly evening. Jackets being worn by the non-players. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. Out in front of it, looks like he took a bit off of it. Cohen Craig, right-handed pitcher. Peering in, working from the stretch, nobody on. Set position, here comes the pitch. Swung on, be hit to shortstop. Line drive right there near second base, moving to his left. The line drive broke, didn't get the sweet spot. Hit that off the towards the end of the bat. Still a line drive in the glove of Lakin Webb. One out. Stepping in, Justin Brady. Number 32, left-handed batter. Working from the stretch. Set. Here's the pitch. Backdoor curveball. Miss. Stayed outside. One ball, no strikes. Justin Brady plays first base for the Knights. Here comes the pitch. Strike taken. Count goes one ball, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals, out of the stretch. Cohen Craig, where's number 7? Swung on, he'll take a drive to center field. Going to back up to center fielder. Straightaway center field catch going to be made by Kelton Hessen. Two outs here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Next batter going to step in for the Knights. Where's number 33? Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins on the diamond last night. Bren Robbins did the pitching on the diamond. Went 7 innings. 4 at-bats. 2 runs. 2 hits. 1 RBI. He struck out once. First pitch comes in. Strike called. 0-1. Working from the set. Here's the pitch for Cohen. Tried to check his swing. Bren Robbins. Count goes 0-2. 0-2 count. 2 outs. Bren Robbins, right-handed batter. Facing the righty, Cohen Craig. Inside pitch. Going to get him on the back. Good jog to first base. 1 ball, 2 strikes. I think by 0-2, and he hit by pitch. Runner at first base, Bren Robbins. 2 outs, bottom of the fourth inning. Stepping into bat. Now the pitcher of record, number 7, Ryan Schumer. Peering in, looking at signals, that was stretched, checks the runner. Set position, here comes the pitch. Swung on, line drive rope to center field, going to one hop. Center fielder, Kelton Hessen. The throw comes in, gets by the initial cutoff, picked up there by the pitcher. Cohen Craig. Base hit off the bat of Ryan Schumer. Next batter in the lineup looks to be number 3, Jackson Kane. Ryan Schumer going to jog off, going to give way to a pinch runner, Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein going to step in at first base. Where's number 9? Next batter, Jackson Kane, right-handed batter. Brent Robbins at second base. Hudson Gutwein at first, looking from the stretch. Now the set, Cowan Craig. Pitch comes in, ground ball, left side, foul territory. Strike one. No balls, one strike. Two outs, bottom of the fourth inning. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the set position, Cowan Craig. Pitch comes in, curveball, broke perfectly. Started near the elbow of Jackson Kane, right across the dish. Jackson Kane was taking. No balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Swung on, he'll foul one out of play, right side. He'll stay in the box with the 0-2 count. Working back to the rubber. Number seven, Cowan Craig. Cowan Craig came over for third base last inning. With two outs, he's working here in the top and bottom of the fourth. Pitch comes in high for a ball. Sliding head first. Safe at third base. Brent Robbins. Moving over to second base. Right there is Hudson Gutwein. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Here's the pitch. Foul ball right around home plate. Going to be off of Ethan Pickering right there. I'm probably going to check with him, see if he's all right. He says, yeah, probably. But he'll bring a couple of baseballs out, replenishment. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Give him a little bit of time. Catch two catches right there at home plate, and an umpire stepping back in. Catcher for the Knights, number three, Jackson Kane, working from the stretch. Now the set. Here's a pitch from Cowan. Swinging a miss. Breaking pitch, look to be. Strike three, he'll go down swinging. So the Knights come up empty in the bottom of the fourth. The end of four, Knights in front, 9-1. Again, we'll mention, this game is in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports, 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can reach them by phone at 317-758-5886. Again, their number, 317-758-86. 758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales, buy, sell, trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome here. You can visit them on Facebook, Larson and Sons Target Sports. Ask about the local gun range that they'll let you know about for safe practice shooting. Target Sports in Sheridan. We'll mention a little bit about Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. School enrollment 293. They're Class 1A. Class 1A, 2022. In their sectional is Attica, Covington, Faith Christian, North Vermilion, Riverton Park, and Lafayette Central Catholic. I know earlier this season I was mentioning Class 2A. That was incorrect. So we'll mention the in the ballgame for the Knights at catcher position is Isaac Bushy. Isaac Bushy doing the catching. Wears number 28 for the Knights. We'll also mention Central Catholic High School located at 2410 South 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. You can reach them at 765-474-2496. On the web, it's lccathletics.com. On Twitter, at @LCC_athletics. Over the collars, navy and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. This game tonight, a Hoosier Conference West Division matchup. Stepping in to bat for Rensselaer Central is Cowan Craig. He's doing the pitching of record. Where's number seven? Fouled back to the screen. They'll retrieve that. We'll also mention the Knights are currently 7 wins, 3 losses, 5-1 on the season in the Hoosier West. Head coach is Tim Bourdonnais, 87 graduate from Central Catholic. Here's the wind, second pitch to Craig. High for a ball. One ball, one strike. Set back in the rubber. Peer in, look at signals. Ryan Schumer, Cohen Craig, swung on. Take a drive, fly ball, left side. Going to be called for by the shortstop. Couldn't make the catch off the glove. Might have been off the heel of the glove. Landed on the grass. So reaching by air is number 7, Cohen Craig. Next batter in the lineup. Going to be Lakin Webb. Number 4, Lakin Webb, the shortstop for Rensselaer Central. Peering over, looking at first base out of stretch. Now the set. Right-handed pitcher, Ryan Schumer. Ground ball. Trying to make a decision. Back-handed stop right there. He slowed the ball down. He worked to his right, sprawled out, laid out for that one. Off the glove. And might have saved the runner at second base. Cohen Craig from going to third base. Probably going to be a base hit for sure. That was deep in the hole right there. Runners at first and second. Lakin Webb at first, Cohen Craig at second. Breaking pitch misses. Just high, finished high. Across the dish. Next batter in the lineup for Rensselaer Central, Jacob Pickering. Where's number 15 playing right field in today's ball game? Here comes a pitch from Schumer. Ground ball in the infield. Third base. So step on third. That's Billy Owens. That'll be his only play. He'll hold the baseball. Toss it back to pitcher Ryan Schumer. So fielder's choice on the diamond. One out. Runners at first and second base. At first, Jacob Pickering. At second, Lakin Webb. Peering in, looking at signals. Next batter, Keegan Brown. He's a DH. Breaking pitch across the dish. Right there at the cross point. About knee high. Broke down and away. No balls, one strike. Ryan Schumer, a little moisture on the hand, on the fingertips, off the rubber. Working back in the stretch. Now the set. Here's the pitch. The short hop off the glove. Good block by Isaac Bushy. Isaac Bushy, pretty versatile young man. One ball, one strike. Runners at first and second base. In the batter's box, number 2, Keegan Brown. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled out of play. Right side. One ball, two strikes. Keegan Brown works as the four hitter. For the Bombers, right-handed batter. Pretty explosive swing. Peering in, looking at signals, Ryan Schumer. Check second base, Alva set. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch. Going to freeze him up. In there for a strike. Two outs on the diamond. Timeout to be called for right here. Coach Bournet going to walk out. Have conversation. Yeah. Pick the baseball up from Ryan Schumer, then hand the baseball to Evan Dehart. Evan Dehart on the rubber. He'll get some warm-up tosses. Two outs. Top of the fifth inning. 9-1 ball game. Knights in front. In the hits department, we'll mention Rensselaer Central with 6 hits. Central Catholic with 7. In the air department, 2-1. Rensselaer Central has 2. Knights have 1. So, entering the ball game here, we're all warming up from the stretch. Evan Dehart, runner at second base. First and second base, I should say. Lakin Webb at second base. Jacob Pickering at first base. Number 24, Evan Dehart, getting some warm-up pitches. So Hudson Gutwein enters the ballgame. He's at shortstop. Hudson Gutwein wears number 9. He's getting some warm-up throws over the shortstop position. Working right here on the diamond. As they play their variety of music here at Gordon Lemming Field. getting some warm up tosses right there. Jackson Brady. Jackson King in the dugout, probably getting a little rest. Maybe not relaxation, but rest in the dugout. Taking some warm up pitches. Evan Deanhart. So the infield's going to retreat. They'll go back to their respective positions. Getting ready to bat. Here, the bottom half, I should say the top of the fifth, is going to be number six stepping in, Kenseth Johns definitely has more than warning track power. Left-handed batter. Evan Deanhart, first pitch to Johns. Swung on, ground ball back to Deanhart. He'll field it, he'll throw overhand to Justin Brady, out number three. So, after four and a half, it's a 9-1 ball game. Knights in front. Knights going to bat. And we'll mention, this game is also in part being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. Lisa Stokes Bear, the enthusiasm, experience, and knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa listens. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets. Serving Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison counties since 1997. Specializing in residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message at 317-513-4086. Again, that number is 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear, a passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. So they're throwing the ball around the infield, getting some more warm-up pitches. Cohen Craig, where's number seven? Beginning his third inning of action. He came in a couple innings ago, one with two outs. They're throwing the ball around the diamond. Ethan Pickering, right there at home plate. Pretty valuable asset, Ethan Pickering. Defensively, especially. They're throwing the ball around in front of getting ready to one, throw one down. It's going to be taken at second base by Lakin Webb. They'll throw it down to second base. Stepping into bat for the Knights. Going to be number 15, Billy Owens. Billy Owens going to bat in the ball game. Billy Owens playing third base for the Knights as Schumer came over to pitch. Schumer, some short relief in the ballgame now. Evan Deanhart, here's the first pitch. Bottom of the fifth, ball one from Cohen Craig. Right-handed batter, Billy Owens, from the set position, second pitch. Strike calls right there at the kneecaps. One ball, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals. Pitching out a stretch, nobody on. Swung on, ground ball in the infield. Will be fielded by the shortstop. He'll throw to first base. They're going to call him out at first base. Billy Owens going to lose a shoe. He ran out of his shoes right there about halfway down the first baseline. They're going to call him out at first base. Originally, the ball was going to be played by the third baseman. Right there, 34, Brent Harvey. Got by him, didn't touch his glove. Fielded by Lakin Webb, he throws across the diamond to number six. And that's Kenseth Johns at first base. Next batter, Carter Johnson. Here's the pitch. Strike called, about thigh high. A step back in, 0-1 count. And the pitcher's mound, number seven, Cohen Craig. Swung on, foul ball, back to the screen. On the ground, count goes 0-2. A step back in, Carter Johnson. Lefty facing the righty, Craig. Backdoor curveball, stayed outside. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Working from the stretch, Cohen Craig, here comes the 1-2. Ground ball, back at Craig. Going to get him off the body. He'll pick it back up a second time. just throw wide right at second, at first base. Going to go back into foul territory, be fielded by Pickering, Jacob Pickering, foul territory, and all going all the way around the diamond, just to third base, head first slide, safe at third is Carter Johnson. Carter Johnson, head first slide. One out, Carter Johnson, one aboard for the Knights at third base. Next batter to step in, going to be right-handed batter, Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins getting some somewhat warm-up swings out there. Going to step in, right-handed batter. One out, bottom of the fifth inning, working from the stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in just high above the zone. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. Working from the stretch, now the set, checks third base. Pitch comes in, strike called, fastball from Cohen Craig. In the stretch, spears in, looked at signals. 1-1 count to Bren Robbins, he'll check third base. Here's the pitch. Swung on, take a line drive off the third baseman's glove, he'll pick it back up, he'll throw right to get the out at first base. So it'll be called out at first base. Take that back. That was 27, Ben Major, with a shot to third base. Almost need binoculars. But anyway, stepping in, Owen Munn. Two outs on the diamond, bottom of the fifth. Swung on, Owen Munn, going to send one to center field. Getting a bead on it, making the catch in center field, Kelton Hessen. So three outs. Knights score none. They leave one aboard. At the end of five, 9-1, Knights in front. Getting ready to go to the top of the sixth inning. Bombers coming to the plate. And again, we'll mention, this game is in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts. Carquest Auto Parts, located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero, Cicero Town Plaza, right here on State Road 19. They are team members at Carquest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone, 317-984-4931. Again, their number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve at Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. Now playing third base for the Knights. Moving over there is 17, Gavin Boutel. Gavin Boutel is going to play the third base position for the Knights. So they bring the ball back to the end. Pitches, man. They put it back in the glove of Evan Zienhart. Ethan Pickering going to bat here in the top of the sixth. Ethan Pickering wears number 10. Does the catching for the Bombers. Peering in, looking at singles. Here comes a wind. First pitch, a bit high, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Nobody out. Top of the sixth inning. Here comes a pitch from Zienhart. Fastball across the plate, strike one. One ball, one strike. He'll peer back in from the windup. Here comes the pitch from Zienhart. Swung on, going to foul one. Might stay in the boundaries. Going to land foul over by the bullpen area, right side. A foul ball. One ball, two strikes. Jogging back to home plate, number 10, Ethan Pickering. As the Knights take their positions once again. Peering in, looking at signals. Evan Zienhart Here comes the 1-2. Breaking pitch stayed high, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Nobody out. Top of the sixth inning. 9-1 ball game, Knights in front. Pitch comes in high for ball three. Down goes 3-2, full count. Back behind the rubber, stand on it right now. Here comes the wind, here comes the 3-2. Swung on, swing and a miss. Pickering will walk back to the dugout. One out, top of the sixth inning. Next batter in the lineup, going to be the left fielder. Number eight has entered the ballgame, Elias Mikadal. In the seventh position for Cole Hessen. First pitch, swing and a miss. Might have been a foul. Foul ball back to the screen, I should say. Elias Mikadal in the ballgame. Through the batting, right-handed batter. Pitch comes in high above the zone, just above. Umpires thinking strike, strike, strike until that ball's proven to be a ball. Here comes the pitch. Here comes the 1-1. Low for ball two. Two balls, one strike. Step back on the rubber. Look at signals. Evan Dehart, the pitch. High for a ball. Reach back for some extra MPH on that one. 3-1 count to Mikadal. Peering in, looking at signals, here comes a 3-1. Lay off of it, he was jogged down to first base. Base on balls, 5-pitch walk to Mikadal.
Number 35.
Stepping into bat, going to be the catcher. 35, Colton Metzger, doing the pitching. Meyer. Colton Metzger, they say he's playing catcher position. So right-handed batter, working from the righty, Dehart. Short hops the glove of Isaac Bushi. Good stop, kept in front of him. Step back in the rubber. 24, Evan Dehart. Peers in, looks at signals. Out of stretch, checks first base. Out of set, here's the pitch. Swung on, they're taking drive to center field. Coming in, trying to make the catch is Bryn Robbins. He short hops it off the glove, picked it back up. They're going to say they got the force out at second base. So they're going to take a base hit off the board for 35 Metzger. And jogging off the diamond is Elias Mikadal. Two outs, top of the sixth inning. Stepping into bat, Rensselaer Central. Number one, Kelton Hessen. Working from the stretch. Evan Dehart checks first base out of the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the first pitch to Hessen. Ball one. Steps back in the rubber looking at signals. Evan Dehart. Modest lead right there. 35. Metzger at first base. Pitch comes in. He'll take a ground ball left side. Foul territory. He'll be thrown back. Third base coach wearing a jacket. First base coach wearing a jacket. Umpires wearing the blue jackets with the sleeves and the red and white stripes on the shoulders. Pitch comes in. Outside a ball from Dehart. Two balls, one strike. Peering back in, looking at signals. Checking first out of the stretch. Now the set. Pitch comes in, ground ball. Going to be a base hit between short and third base on the ground. Trying to get a glove on it, couldn't quite reach it. That's Hudson Gutwein, who thought it back to Evan Dehart, and a base hit off the bat of Kelton Hessen. Stepping into bat, right-handed batter. Working right here on the diamond, Cohen Craig. Right-handed batter facing the righty, Evan Dehart. Checks the set, checks second base. Pitch on the way, short hops the glove. Going to get just by Isaac Bushi ever so slightly. Runner's going to stay put. Stayed in the dirt area. Right there around home plate, just behind Bushi. Back behind the dish. Peering in, looking at singles. Dehart. He'll check second base, pitch on the way, foul back to the screen. One ball, one strike. He'll step back in the rubber. Runners at first and second base for the Bombers. Two outs, top of the sixth inning. Out of set position, here's the pitch. Just above the zone, ball two. Two balls, one strike. In the batter's box, number seven, Colvin Craig. He batted leadoff in this ball game. Ball comes in, ball three. 3-1 count. Beanhart peers in, looks at signals. Set position, check second base. Pitch comes in a bit high, ball four. Runners on each base, bases are loaded. Two outs. Isaac Boucher steps out in front of the plate. Signals or talking some confidence and encouragement to Evan Teamhart. Stepping in, Lakin Webb. Here comes the pitch. High for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Teamhart back in the rubber, looks at signals. Bases loaded, out of set position. Swung on, fouled back, out of play. One ball, one strike, two outs. Top of the sixth inning. Knights in front, 9-1. Manicure some dirt right there in front of the rubber. Fill the hole in a little bit. He'll peer in, look at signals. Working from the set position. Pitch comes in, out in front of it. Swing and a miss. Ball gets by Evan Teamhart. Off the glove, Webb. Picked up by Owen Munn. Backing him up. Timeout on the diamond. Isaac Boucher going to jog out. Have a conversation with Evan Teamhart. One ball, two strikes. Two outs. Top of the sixth inning. Sun is going down. Lights have been on. Couple, maybe three innings. Well illuminated. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Spin move, counterclockwise. Going to get by the glove of Hudson Gutwein, picked up in center field by Bryn Robbins, coming in to score, is Colton Nestor. 9-2 ball game. Stepping back in the rubber. One ball, two strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. Working out a stretch. Pitch comes in, short off the glove of Boucher. Kept it in front of him, veers left. Base runners stay put. Two balls, two strikes. Two outs. Peering in, looking at signals, working as a set position. Swung on. Foul ball over here, this area. Everybody ducking for cover. So, still, 2-2 count. Working on the diamond. Lakin Webb, the batter. Evan Teamhart doing the pitching. Breaking pitch. Just low. Finished just low. Three balls, two strikes. 3-2 count, two outs. Back in the box. Lakin Webb. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He'll go down on strikes. 3-2 goes down on strikes. Knight's going to bat in the bottom of the sixth inning. In the top of the sixth, the Bombers come up with one. They leave two aboard. At the end of five and a half, 9-2 ball game. Knights in front. And again, we'll mention PutneyInSports.com and Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball each spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Football in the fall, Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter, Tipton Blue Devils, Central Catholic Knights, Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies. Thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. They're working it on the diamond right there, getting some more warm-up tosses. It's number 7, Tobin Craig. Working from shortstop position, Lakin Webb, strong arm. And working over at third base is Brent Harvey, or his number 34. Still playing the second base position, number 35, Colton Metzger. And they're working there on the diamond, working in the outfield. Pickering, it's Jacob Pickering, right field. Out in center field, number 1, Kelton Hessen. And working the baseball over in left field is number 8, Elias Nicodow. And behind home plate, Ethan Pickering, where's number 10? Going to throw one down to second base. Right on the money. I'll throw it around the infield. So they bring the ball back to the pitcher. They put it in the gloves of Cohen Craig. There we go. And stepping into bat for the Knights, number 16, T.J. Bell. Righty facing a righty. First pitch comes in, called strike. Bottom of the zone, count goes 0-1. Working from the stretch, now the set, nobody on. Pitch comes in, a ball high. One ball, one strike. Right-handed batter, T.J. Bell. Working from the stretch, Cohen. Cohen Craig in there for a ball, short off the glove of Pickering. Kept it in front of him, picked it out in front of the plate. Picked it back up. Two balls, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals. From the set, here's the pitch. High for a ball, high and tight. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Cohen Craig. I take that back, a 3-1 pitch. Ball 4 to T.J. Bell. He'll jog down to first base. T.J. Bell going to walk off the diamond. Be a runner for him. It's going to be number 14, Tyler Fox. That's a bat for the Knights. First baseman, 32, Justin Brady. Pretty good lead there by Tyler Fox. Working from the stretch, set position. Pitch on the way, swinging a miss. Took his cut right there. That's 32, Justin Brady. Came up empty. Working right there on the diamond at first base, Tyler Fox. Pretty good lead. Working from the stretch, now the set. Foul back to the screen. Count goes 0-2. Justin Brady, left-handed batter, looking at signals. Few signals given. Tyler Fox, pretty good lead. He could be taken off. He's not. Pitch comes in, outside of ball, snap throw to first base from Ethan Pickering. Safe at first is Tyler Fox. Putting a tag on him with Kenseth Johns, now playing first base. Started this game as the pitcher, working from the set position. Swung on, going to be a drive to center field, right at him. Catch made by Kelton Hessen. They'll throw back to first base, try to get Tyler Fox before he tagged up. Ball gets free. He stays at first base. Next batter in the lineup for the Knights. Going to be number 33, Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins going to step in here momentarily. Playing center field today for the Knights. Pretty good stance right there. Wide seat. Probably don't take much of a step. Doesn't take much of a step to move that baseball. Here comes the pitch. Ball high. Count goes 1-1, no strikes. Still at first base, Tyler Fox. Here comes the pitch. Low for a ball. 2 balls, no strikes. Right-handed batter, Bren Robbins. Right-handed pitcher, Cohen Craig. Pitch comes in just a bit above the zone. Ball three. Count those three balls, no strikes. Working from this set, here's the pitch. Plate was open, strike called. Three balls, one strike. 3-1 count to Brent Robbins, working out a set. Cohen, Craig, swinging a miss. Healthy cut, Brent Robbins. Brent Robbins, pretty good swing right there. Step back in. Ball four. I believe last night I gave credit to Brent Robbins for a home run. It was not Brent Robbins. Owen Munn homered and Justin Brady homered last night for the Knights. Two runners aboard, Brent Robbins, the runner at first base. Second base is Tyler Fox. Here comes the first pitch. Outside of ball. In the batter's box, number nine, Hudson Gutwine. Going to ask for a new baseball. One ball, no strikes. Stepping back in, right-handed batter, Hudson Gutwine. Pretty good poised stance, pretty good stance right there. Working from the pickoff move, he'll fake it to second base, comes completely off the rubber. That's Cohen Craig. Peering in, looking at signals. Looks at second base. Pitch on the way. Outside a ball. Two balls, no strikes to Gutwine. In a lead at first base, Brent Robbins. Second base, not much of a lead for Tyler Fox. Ground ball in the infield. Refielded by Kenseth Johns. He'll get the put out at first base unassisted. One out. The bottom of the sixth inning. Runners move up 90 feet. Tyler Fox at third base. Brent Robbins at second base. Next batter in the lineup, playing the catcher's position, number 28, Isaac Bushi. Right-handed batter, using the batting gloves. Peering in, signals, have a set position. Low for ball one. One ball, no strikes, two outs. Bottom of the sixth inning. Working from the stretch. Cohen Craig. Swung on. Take a drive, left side, out of play. Put some air under it. Foul ball from Isaac Bushi. One ball, one strike, two outs. The step back in, ball's in play. Peering in, looking at signals. Looking at third base, out of set. The pitch. Inside tight for a ball. A step back in. Two balls, one strike to Bushi. Isaac Bushi, Cohen Craig. Take a swing. Come up empty, strike two. Snap throw to third base and get over the third head, the head of the third baseman. That's Brent Harvey. Ball goes into left field. Coming in to score, Fox and Robbins. Stepping in, nobody on. Isaac Bushi, two outs, working from the stretch, nobody on. Craig, you'll swing and a miss out in front of it. Craig took a little bit off of it. Knights leave no one on base. And they come up with a couple at the end of six complete. 11-2, Knights in front. And again, we thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. Located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana, 46031. On the web, you can find him at ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com. They have Titus Bakery and Deli. Yes, Titus Bakery and Deli located inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. Tackett's Bakery and Deli, they're open 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. weekdays. On Saturdays, they're open 7 a.m. to 12 noon. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch. You can visit them on the online at TittusBakery.com. You can grab a donut or a hot breakfast. Visit Reynolds Farm Equipment along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. And stop in to please your taste buds at Titus Bakery and Deli. Throwing the ball around the infield on the pitcher's mound. Left-handed pitcher, number 25, Carter Johnson, getting warmed up right there with Isaac Bushi, his catcher. So working on the diamond right here, Knights and Rensselaer Bombers, Rensselaer Central, right there, up mid-state, a bit north, right there, state of Indiana. Pretty nice atmosphere there last night. Right there in the press box, I couldn't ask to be anyone to be more hospitable for put me in sports than anyone there at Rensselaer Central, especially the athletic department. So getting ready to bat here in the top of the seventh inning, going to be number 15, Jacob Pickering. Jacob Pickering playing right field for the Bombers. Left-handed from the windup, Carter Johnson, and a foul one back, does Pickering. Got a good piece of that one. Off a sweet spot of that bat. Count goes 0-1. Step back in, righty. Batter facing the lefty. Pitcher, breaking pitch, broke early. Short off the glove, Bushi. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. Pierian looking at signals. Carter Johnson, the wind. Pitch comes in right across the dish. Fastball, strike called. 1-2. Everyone up on the screen right there in the dugout is Rensselaer Central. Here comes the wind. Swung on. Line drive rope just above the outstretched glove of Hudson Gutwein at second base. Base hit to right field. Again off the bat of Jacob Pickering. Multiple base hits in this ball game. Stepping in the bat. Where's number 2? It's Keegan Brown. Keegan Brown, the DH in this ball game for Rensselaer Central. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch. First pitch low for 1. A step back in the rubber. 25, Carter Johnson, Pierian looking at signals. Out of the set position, checks first base. Pitch comes in, strike called. Fastball, right across the dish, 1-1. Nobody out. Top of the seventh inning. Working from the stretch. Carter Johnson. Here's the pitch. Going to get off the glove. Going to get by Bushi. Jogging over to second base is Jacob Pickering. So Jacob Pickering moves to second base. One runner aboard for Rensselaer Central. Stepping back in. Keegan Brown. Peering in, looking at signals, working out the stretch. Check second base. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled back to the screen. They'll retrieve that one. 2-2. Carter Johnson can step in the rubber now. Ball's made live. Ball's in play. Keegan Brown, Carter Johnson. Swung on, ground ball. Trying to glove it right there at third base. Couldn't make the stop. That was Gutel. Gutel, they throw it to third base, trying to make a tag with Carter Johnson. Ball gets free. Ends up in front of the screen over the third base dugout. Rensselaer Central dugout picked up by Isaac Bushi. So runners on second and third base. Taking second base on the throw right there was Keegan Brown. So I'm going to be a base hit. That was a hot shot to third base. Probably credited for a single. Takes second base on the throw. Next batter in the lineup, number 6, Kenseth Johns. Kenseth Johns stepping in. Left-handed batter. Pretty dangerous bat. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball. Going to get a base hit between second and first base. Going to come in to score. Both of them going to get a 2 RBI single off the bat as Kenseth Johns. Picked up in right field by Owen Munn. He crossed it back in. No throw at the plate. One runner aboard for Rensselaer Central. Kenseth Johns working from the stretch. Now the set position, checks first. Here's the pitch. Low for ball one. In the batter's box is Ethan Pickering. Ethan Pickering wears number 10, does the kicking for the Bombers. Set position, here's the pitch. Swung on, ground ball foul, back behind the home plate. Might have got ever so slightly a piece of Isaac Bushi. He's okay. Home plate umpire, being very kind to him, hand delivers the ball to Carter Johnson. Ball's made live, peering in, looking at signals. Set position. Here's the pitch. Inside a ball. Two balls, one strike. A step back in the rubber. Peering in, look at signals from Isaac Bushi. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Checks first base. Pitch comes in. Strike called. Two balls, two strikes. Peers in, looks at signals. Long look. Out of a set position now. Checks first base. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. They go down on strikes. One out. Top of the 7th. Two runs in. 11-4 ball game. Bombers batting in the 7th. At first base is number 6, Kenseth Johns. He knocked in the 2 runs with a single. Here's the pitch. High for a ball. In the batter's box for Rensselaer Central. Working right there is number 8, Elias Mikidow. Checks his swing, strike called. 1 foot in the box, 1 foot out, looks for signals. Steps back in. 1 ball, 1 strike. 1 out, here's the pitch. Low for a ball, going to get by the glove of Bushi. Jogging to second base, Kenseth Johns. 2 balls, 1 strike. Runner at second base, stepping back in the rubber, Carter Johnson. Peers in, looks at signals. Working from the stretch, now the set position, checks second. Pitch comes in, strike. Knee high, might have been inside edge. Vantage point right here beyond first base on the outside fence area, about 30 feet behind the base. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. Drop third strike, they'll tag him, does Bushi. Might have cleaned that ball anyway, tagging him just for good sense. So, 2 outs, stepping into bat. Right-handed batter, working from the diamond, Carter Johnson. Stepping into bat, second baseman, number 35, Colton Metzger. Right-handed batter, lefty pitcher, Carter Johnson. Foul back to the screen. Count goes 1 ball, 1 strike. A step back in the rubber, Carter Johnson. Peering in, looking at signals. Runner at second base, Kenseth Johns. Backdoor curveball, might have been a fastball. Outside edge, called strike. 1 ball, 2 strikes, 2 outs. peering in, looking at signals, Carter Johnson. Alizette checks second base. Pitch comes in low. Ball two. 2-2 count. A step back in, 35, Colton Metzger has played a good second base position today. Here comes a pitch. High for a ball. Count goes 3-2. 3-2 count on Metzger. Carter Johnson peering in, looking at signals. To shake that pitching arm a little bit out of stretch. Now the set, checks second base. Pitch comes in high for ball four. A jog down to first base. That's 35. Colton Metzger. Next batter in the lineup. Going to be number one, Kelton Hessen. Kelton Hessen playing center field in the ballgame. Right-handed pitcher. Working out a set. Pickoff move. Second base. No throw. A step back in the rubber. Peer in. Look at signals. The long look right here. Now the set position. Let's check second base. Here's the pitch. Swung on. You'll pop one skyward. It's going to be behind home plate. Giving it a chase. With Isaac Bushi. It's going to land a foul ball. No balls. One strike. Jog back to the pitcher's mound. Carter Johnson. Runners at first and second base. Metzger at first. Johns at second. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Check swing. Out of play, right side. No balls, two strikes. Going to jog back to second base. Johns working from the stretch. Looks at second base. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Ground ball. Shortstop trying to make a play. That was Dehart. He was behind second base. A long reach. It's going to go into center field as a base hit. Picking up the ball in center field. Brent Robbins tosses it back in. Run comes in to score. We'll check that. Runner's going to be stranded there. Stopped over third base. Kenseth Johns. Bases are loaded. Stepping into bat. Right there is Cohen Craig. First pitch, breaking pitch. Going to get him on the inside calf, right above the calf. He'll jog down to first base. Run comes in to score. Kenseth Johns. Timeout on the diamond. Isaac Bushi out to have conversation with Carter Johnson. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Borden is going to walk out. They bring the infield in, have a conversation. Bases are loaded. Cohen Craig going to take a jog after getting hit the back of that left leg. Take a little jog out in right field during the timeout. So timeout complete. Infield going to retreat to their respective positions. Base runners, first, second, and third base. Tell them back to second base, Kelton Hessen. At first base, Cohen Craig. Looking right there in the batter's box, Lakin Webb, second baseman. First pitch comes in low for ball one. Over at third base is 35, Colton Metzger. 11-5 ball game. Bombers batting. Top of the seventh inning. Pitch comes in a bit high above the zone. Not much. Count goes two balls, no strikes. Tap the plate near and far. Steps back in. Colton Metzger. Carter Johnson. Low for a ball. Three balls, no strikes. Brisk evening. Gonna put some moisture on that fingertips, the pitching hand, he steps back in. Set position, here's the pitch. Just above the zone, ball four. Run comes in to score. Crossing the plate. 35, Colton Metzger. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Bordenay going to walk out. Infield going to join him at the pitcher's mound. Conversation. Once again, second trip to talk to Carter Johnson. They're going to hand the baseball to Tyler Fox.
For the night, number 14, Tyler Fox.
Tyler Fox going to get some warm-up tosses. Carter Johnson going to jog out in the outfield. Carter Johnson likely going to play the left field position. Warm-up tosses right there, Tyler Fox. He'll get some warm-up pitches and as the infield. Behind him, right there in the grass. Bases loaded. Bombers batting. Top of the seventh inning. They've got four runs in. Here in the top of the seventh. Two outs. It's 11-6. Knights in front. Need some more velocity as he increases his pitching right there. Getting warmed up. Tyler Fox. Where's number 14 for the Knights? Right-handed batter. Getting ready to step in. As they finish up the warm-up pitches. Right there, a little breaking pitch. Isaac Bushy. Who's going to catch him? For Tyler Fox. Looking at fastball. Home plate umpire says two more. Two more on the warm-ups. Looking right there, working from the stretch. Tyler Fox. For the Knights, going to retreat. Defense takes their respective positions. Final pitch of the warm-up. Getting ready to face the batter. Stepping in is going to be number 15, Jacob Pickering. Jacob Pickering going to step in. As mentioned last night, three at-bats. He scored the only run. Excuse me. He got a base hit. He got an RBI. He knocked the only run in. He struck out one time. First pitch comes in. Ball one. Stepping back in the rubber, 14, Tyler Fox. Right-handed batter, Jacob Pickering. Here comes the pitch. Just low for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Runners taking pretty good lead, none of them being held on. Out of the stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in, outside a ball. Three balls, no strikes. Tyler Fox working out a stretch. Peer in, look at signals. Isaac Bushy working out a stretch, now the set position. Pitch comes in, outside, ball four. Run comes in to score. Number one, Kelton Hessen.
Another hitter, number two, Stephen Brown.
Step to see the bat, step to see the plate for bat, designated hitter, number two, Keegan Brown. Peering in, looking at signals, Tyler Fox. Right-handed batter, Keegan Brown. Pitch comes in, strike called. Bases loaded, stepping back in. Tyler Fox peering in, looking at signals. Facing Keegan Brown. Pitch comes in, just missed. Ball one. Count goes one ball, one strike. Back in the rubber. Where's number 14, Tyler Fox? Keegan Brown, number two. Just outside a ball. Two balls, one strike. Bases loaded. Top of the seventh inning. Five runs in, 11-7, Knights in front. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, We base hit between third and shortstop to the outfield on the ground. We'll throw it in. They'll hit the cutoff. Boutel. And two runs in the score. 11-9. Two runs in. Two run base hit. Two RBI base hits off the bat of number two. Keegan Brown, the four hitter. Stepping in the bat, number six, Kenseth Johns. Runners at first and second base. First base, number two, right there, Keegan Brown. That's a swing and a miss. Ball pops out of the glove of Isaac Bushi. And at second base, number 15, Jacob Pickering. Stepping back in, Kenseth Johns, left-handed batter. This comes in low for ball one. One ball, one strike. Stepping back in, Tyler Fox. Looked at second base, out of stretch. Working from the set position. Check second. Pitch comes in, swing a miss. One ball, two strikes. Left-handed batter. Stepping back in, Kenseth Johns. Working from the stretch, Tyler Fox. Now the set, he'll check second base. Pitch comes in, hit by pitch. Inside tight. Turned his back, got it on the lower extremity right there. Bases are loaded. Next batter in the lineup going to be the catcher. Number 10, Ethan Pickering. Right into the batter, peering in, Tyler Fox, looking at signals. Working out a stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in a bit high. Ball one. A step back in the rubber. Look at signals. Working from the stretch, now the set position. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. One ball, one strike, two outs, top of the seventh inning. Seven runs in for the Bombers, looking out of the set position. Ball low. Two balls, one strike. Two balls, one strike, working out the stretch, peering in, looking at signals, Tyler Fox. Now the set position. Balls in, taken for a strike. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Working down the stretch, peering in, looking at signals. Now the set position. Swung on, foul back, out of play. So stay in the box, two balls, two strikes. A swing outside the box. Step back in. Catcher number 10, Ethan Pickering. Working from the stretch. Now the set for Fox. Outside of ball. Three balls, two strikes. 3-2 count. Runners will be running. Working from the stretch. Now the set. One on, ground ball. He'll be fielded by Deanhart. He'll throw to first base. Stay on the rubber. He gets his foot back on. Justin Brady for the third out. Ball game complete. A good run. Seventh inning for the Bombers. They come up to seven. After six and a half, final score, Central Catholic 11. Rensselaer Central. Rensselaer 9. We thank you for listening. We'll mention both teams in action yet this week. Check the local paper. Check the website. Check on Max Press, and you can see Rensselaer Central Bombers' next ball game. And we'll mention Central Catholic Knights. Their next ball game will be Thursday. And we thank you for listening. We thank my wife back home for all she does. She makes a sound check, and she does a fine job. We thank her for what she does for putting in sports. We thank you for listening. No matter if you're home or away, you're doing the teaching and the learning. Don't let go. Just keep the fire burning. Hey, we're on post game. I'm talking to Coach Matt Stevens. I tell you what, Coach, pretty couple good ball games. 6-1, and then late here in the seventh inning, you guys made a run.
Yeah, it was nice to see you come back, never say die, you know, and keep plugging away, and we made a good run at it. Unfortunately, came up a couple runs short, but, yeah, it was a great game.
You had a couple of players get multiple hits. I got to admit, they played good ball on the diamond.
Yeah, we played pretty solid baseball. We had 5 errors, so, that could have very well been the difference in the game, but we got to clean up the defense a little bit.
Got to admit, you got a catcher with a frozen arm. I think that guy's got a good arm.
Yeah, he does. He does a good job, and he likes to snap throw to multiple bases. Made a bad throw to third base and provided them with 2 additional runs, which, turns out we lost by 2. So, looking back on it, it was a big margin at that point in time. So I told him to go ahead and take a shot at it. Just made a bad throw. So, I'm pretty happy with the way we stayed on it and came back in seventh for sure.
Sounds good, Coach. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
We'll walk this direction. A couple of words. That was Matt Stevens, Coach Matt Stevens, Rensselaer Central Bombers. A kind gentleman. I say that with that tongue in cheek. What a gentleman speaking with us postgame. We're going to see if we can talk to Coach Bordenay. Set this down for a moment. They were posting. We talked to Coach Bordenay. Just talked to Coach Matt Stevens. He had good words for you. Good words about his ball game. What do you think about the ball game? You used a lot of pitchers in the game. You got to see some fresh arms.
Yeah, we just unfortunately we couldn't close it out like we wanted to in the seventh inning. We just couldn't throw the ball over the plate and couldn't make a play when we needed to there in the seventh inning. So turned out what should have been a pretty one-sided win. Kind of leaves sour taste in the mouth a little bit.
You got some good guys in the game. You got to see Isaac Pusey behind the plate. You got to see Billy Owens. You got to see Hudson Gutwein. A lot of guys.
Yeah, we emptied our bench and gave those guys an opportunity to play. And, so that's so good. We got them an opportunity, but at the same time, they got to come through and produce as well.
What, Thursday you tackled the schedule around a little bit. You got Twin Lakes on Thursday up there.
Yeah, we had our makeup game with Twin Lakes, so that's going to come down to if we win that, we win our side in the conference, a chance to play in the conference championship game 2 weeks from Friday. So, yeah, it's a big ball game in Monticello, and hopefully our kids can respond and be ready to play.
That's sure.
Thank you.